Julie, how would you be thinking this case through?
Well, I agree with what's been said, that the studies would actually support a regimen that I think is maybe a little more aggressive than I really want to give, which would be probably anthracycline taxane. We are going to participate with several other centers in a trial of weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab in this setting, and that's the kind of thing that I would actually like to see studied here. I'd like to see about omitting the anthracycline in this case. And, you know, the TCH regimen is a tough regimen. Even though you might have less cardiac toxicity, I do think that you trade some other toxicity. So in an older patient, I would try to enroll her in our phase two with just weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab. But I don't have any data to do that off study, really.
So off study, what do you think you do?
Off study, I would probably give her anthracycline, AC, weekly paclitaxel with trastuzumab.
John, I'm just letting your blood pressure come up a little bit.
He's not alone.
How would you think it through?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on Cliff's study that's going to be published. The baseline ejection fraction allowed on that trial was 55% or greater. So you're pre-selecting people that have, you know, clearly
forgive
normal.
Me for interrupting, because you're absolutely right. However, in the AC trial, it was 50, and in two others, it's been both 50 and 55. So yeah. We have an experience that's more than twice the size of that one, all right. Showing the same thing, just so you know.
And our study was 50 also.
It was 55 in the first study. It went down to 50 with the lapatinib study that has 60-something patients, and it was 50 for the Bev trial. So it's not been a consistent high mark.
Yeah.
Okay. So, John, what would you do off study?
Off study, I'd offer this woman TCH. I mean, I think the anthracyclines are a major confounding problem with the cardiotoxicity that we see with trastuzumab. I think she's at substantial risk. You get 2-centimeter tumor. Personally, I've found that TCH is reasonably well tolerated.
Why do we hear this? I hear lots of people saying what Julie said, and I hear lots of people saying what you said.
Well, I use it. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, I routinely use it. I mean, for a 73-year-old, I'd probably talk about growth factor support with primary prophylaxis.
What's
for
your perception, Julie, about why it's tough?
Admittedly, we've given it, I personally have written for it three times. All three times, I did have major trouble with the cytopenias and fatigue. Yes. It was really hard to get the patients in toward the end for their chemo. And the problem is, where I'm giving it, and this might be part of my perception, is I'm generally not giving it to the young, healthy people. I am giving it to older people who are having a harder time. So that probably is influencing my interpretation of how it goes. So it's been real hand-holding, with the nurse kind of dragging the patients in for their later doses.
So I want to ask Nick and also Edith about this case. Nick.
So disclosure, I was, like John, involved with 006, and we've done a fair amount of TCH. What I've done is, it's interesting, if this lady had been HER2 negative, and we may talk about this later, a regimen that I would have considered is TC times 4. And in lower risk patients, I think there's some comfort level of giving less chemotherapy. So what I have done off study is I would give TCH, but I wouldn't be wedded to the 6 cycles. I do agree about the cytopenia, and that's interesting, your observation. I've treated young and old people, so that experience is colored by both populations.
Use growth factors?
Not routinely. In an older patient, I would use growth factor in this case because they get profoundly neutropenic, and they get profoundly neutropenic within a few days. By day 5, it's interesting, not well known maybe in the Steve Jones TC-AC trial, prophylactic antibiotics were used routinely in those patients. So that is something you need to know. If you don't, you can run into problems. So I'm more comfortable using a non-anthracycline regimen. And I'm struck by some of you in terms of, this is an elderly woman. I thought that the data that's coming out is age is important predicting congestive heart failure. She doesn't have hypertension. That's the good news. Hopefully her LVEF was a robust LVEF.
What was it?
Boy, I don't remember offhand, but it was in the 50s.
Yeah, so but if it's under 55, I think that's a factor. So I am concerned of, you know, you have someone, yes, she has a risk of dying from breast cancer, but she has a very good chance of not dying from breast cancer, and there's no reason we have to confound it with
so what would you do?
I would give TCH and probably after 4 cycles stop, continue the trastuzumab for a year, and I would give growth factor.
John?
Just to give some unbiased data as to the tolerability of the regimens, we did quality of life analysis in 006, and if anything, it favored TCH over the ACTH arms. So the patient-reported toxicities and quality of life were actually, in some scales and some components, were actually superior with TCH.
Where was that coming from?
The global quality of life index that was used did not show a statistically significant difference except at one time point, but the trend throughout the entire trial was in favor of TCH over ACTH.
But you can't kind of dissect out where
No, I can't.
Edith, older patient, no negative tumor. How do you think that through?
Well, I tell you, the older patients were not enrolled in the 006 trial because that trial has a cap on the age, which did not occur in either the B31 or the N9831 trial. So it's hard to comment on the tolerability of older women to TCH. Because
what was the cap?
It was 70.
69. No one over 70 was allowed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Whereas in our trial, we have women up to age 82 participating in the study, so a little bit of data. We use the AC followed by weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab as part of our standard approach. And one of the things we've done differently than what we did in the trials is that we are using ACE inhibitors a little bit more as part of our standard compared to what we did in the trial where these drugs were not used. And based on the totality of the data from the cardiac literature looking at the benefit of ACE inhibitors in decreasing cardiovascular mortality, this is something that may be helpful for these patients who have decreases of ejection fraction. But I would like also to follow up on Cliff's comment because I think we underestimated the effect of chemotherapy in general in modifying left ventricular ejection fraction until we started looking in more detail at anthracyclines as well as trastuzumab. Because certainly studies even with taxanes as single agents have shown that these drugs can temporarily decrease left ventricular ejection fraction.
Well, I don't disagree, but I'm actually making a slightly different point, which is with rigorous and intensive and consistent follow-up,
yes.
I'm not convinced that we're seeing a whole lot of anything.
Exactly.
I think you're right. There's like a stun effect in the short term, depending
correct.
When you do your EFs, and that's known to happen with Adriamycin, for example. But we see about a 1 to 2 percentage point drop. It's not statistically significant, and we're not seeing the asymptomatic decline. So I don't know what's going on here exactly. And we have dense data on this.
Edith, what percentage of patients were over the age of 70 in the intergroup
study? We had
study?
About 10% of the patients.
Because I think my concern, yes. and taking this into account, is that when we think about 74-year-old, we actually, in all honesty, we mm-hmm. have almost no data. Right. on those patients. So I think to reinforce what's going to be the long-term side effects and cardiac effects on
correct.
These patients, we truly have no idea.
Correct.
And to emphasize that perhaps either a HERA-like approach or even a less chemotherapy approach, which is what this proposed phase 2 study of single-agent paclitaxel with trastuzumab is proposing, may be something that could be attractive to this individual if we think that perhaps what's most important for these patients is not necessarily the choice of chemotherapy, but it's going to be the biologic treatment.
Ian, how would you approach a patient like this?
I'd be very reluctant to use an anthracycline because I think it's a controversial issue just now. But what we do know is that an elderly lady like this is really going to be at risk with an anthracycline and Herceptin. So I'm convinced enough by the data. Whether I'd use TCH, I don't know. That would be the straight evidence-based option. I also like Nick's suggestion of using TC and then Herceptin. That would be a Harris-style approach, if you
TC
like.
TC with, maybe I didn't pick this up, was that carbo or cytoxin?
No, actually. That's a cycle.
Well,
that's the U.S.
Is that what you were saying, Nick?
No, I was using it as a justification to give only 4 cycles of TCH. Yeah. But we actually are doing a trial, U.S. Oncology, of TC, Jones TC, but concomitantly. But a HERA trial would, in sequence would be another option.
So, again, I want you to kind of keep this case in mind before we ask Soon to speak. Then you follow up with what you did